No law at all in Deadwood. Is that true?
No law can make it respect. Where only the few survive and many are forgotten. It's Deadwood Radio with Earl Brown, and it's only here in Outlaw Country.
You're tuned into Channel 63 in Outlaw Country. And this is the Deadwood Radio Show featuring cast members of HBO's Deadwood. I'm Earl Brown. I play Dan Doherty.
My name is John Hawks, and I play Saul Starr.
And this week, we got a special guest on the show with us. Another actor with a guitar slung around his neck, Keith Carradine. Wild Bill Hickok himself is out of the grave and into the studio. Thanks for coming by.
It's good to be back.
We said in the past, quoting Steve Earle, we always do it when we play our songs. You know what I hate? I hate a damned actor with a guitar around his neck who thinks he's a musician. I mean, like, how big's your ego got to be? And he'd go off, and then a few minutes later, he says, yeah, we're trying to work out so I can film season two of The Wire, but with this touring schedule, I don't know how in the hell I... And he catches himself, and his ears got red, and I said, dude, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
If it's genuine, it comes from the same place.
They're telling a story.
It all comes from the same place. I never understood why you couldn't do whatever you wanted to do, but there's this kind of line that's arbitrarily drawn that if you are a professional actor, you can't be a professional musician. But it's somehow, the reverse was always okay.
No problem.
If you're a successful musician and you try your hand at acting, everybody thinks that's great.
Oh, yeah, boy, he's pretty good.
Because acting doesn't take any craft.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be a good musician, you've got to practice. But to be a good actor, you just have to walk out and know your lines, right?
Well, I will say, I do think Don Johnson's heartbeat is the artistic equal of Kris Kristofferson's A Star Is Born.
There you go.
For those of you that were watching our TV show last week, you saw it was amateur night. That's what we built up to, the town getting together and entertaining each other with their various artistic skills. And then the show ended with Swearingen in the Gem Saloon, cleaning the countertop, singing to himself an old Scottish murder ballad. The melody may sound familiar, because this is it in a song called The Streets of Laredo.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy wrapped all in white linen, wrapped in white linen as cold as the clay. Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly, sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley, there lay the sod o'er me. I'm a young cowboy and know I've done wrong. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I boldly walked by. Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story. Got shot in the breast and I know I must die. Go fetch me some water, a cool cup of water, to cool my parched lips, then the poor cowboy said. Before I returned, his spirit had left him, had gone to his maker, the cowboy was dead. Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife low. Death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley, there lay the sod o'er me. I done wrong. Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me at Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of this maiden, wicked and evil while casting their spell. I was in love with this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. Young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down with his hand to the gun that he wore. Challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on his back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. But it's been so long since I've seen the fair maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddle up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Tomorrow a bullet will find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. Though at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso, I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left ride a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I've got to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. I am trying to stay in the saddle. I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'd die for, One little kiss and Felina, goodbye. Adios, Felina.
This is Steve Earle, and you're in Outlaw Country.
Everyone in Nacogdoches, new time names to come to some bad end. With a sheriff for calling, stealing chickens and such by the time that he was 10. And one day his daddy took a $10 bill and he tucked it in his hand. He said, I could tell you're headed for trouble, son, and your mama wouldn't understand. So he took that money in his brother's old bay and left without a word of thanks. Fell in with a crowd in some border town, took to robbing banks. Run out fast and a few years came and went. Till he's trapped in an alley in Abilene with all before she'll spin. And he realized praying was the only thing that he hadn't ever tried. Well, he wasn't sure he knew quite how, but he looked up to the sky. Said, you don't owe me nothing, and as far as I know, Lord, don't owe nothing to you. Well, I ain't asking for a miracle, Lord, just a little bit of luck to do. And you know I ain't never prayed before, but it always seemed to me that praying's the same as begging, Lord, I don't take no charity. Yeah, but right now, Lord, I'm on my back to the wall. Can't help but recall hounding nearly home after stealing a horse in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Parker said guilty and the gavel came down just like a cannon shot. And I went away quietly and I began the violent plot. Well, I sent the preacher down to my cell. He said, Lord is your only hope. He's the only friend that you're gonna have when you hit the end of Parker's rope. And I guess he could have kept on freezing at Christmas, but he turned his back on me. I put a homemade blade to that golden throat and that's the deputy for the key. You already know I had some help from you, Lord. The devil himself's been strictly touch and go. Yeah, but who in the hell am I talking to? Ain't no one here but me. And then the cop pulled his pistols and he spit in the dirt and he walked out in the street.
hands are still on fire and their hooves are made of steel. Their horns are black and shiny and their heart red beat with feel. The bolt that they went through him as they thundered through the sky. Saw the riders coming hard, heard their mournful cry.
Listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country, Channel 63 on Sirius Satellite Radio.
With the cast of Deadwood, I'm Earl Brown.
I'm John, Keith Carradine.
Ooh, and I'm John Hawks.
There you go. You might recognize us as Dan Doherty,
Saul Starr,
Wild Bill Hickok.
That's right. And Keith was kind enough to come in today. We've been using these shows, as John and I like to call them, the shameless self-promotion segment.
It's really why I'm here, Earl. You never got me in here unless I could play some of my own
well,
shit.
Well, the great thing about our show, we've talked about it in the past on the radio, is how many incredibly talented people we had involved. And John and I put together a show at the Knitting Factory. We called it the Deadwood Quilting Bee at the Knitting Factory once a month. And it was sort of an open forum for anyone involved with the show to do, if they wanted to come on stage and do anything, they could come out and share the stage with our respective bands. And as we were talking about, we played I'm Easy a few weeks ago, and I said, we got to get Keith, see if he'd come in
great.
And bring some stuff. So we have, you brought a bunch of new. I mean, we know you from the Nashville soundtrack. You won the Grammy and
no, I didn't win a Grammy. I think we got nominated for a Grammy, but we didn't win. I won the Oscar.
You won the Oscar for best song.
Yeah. And you played in live.
I did. I played the song.
It wasn't a playback. You actually sat
Oscars.
There and played.
I think it's the only time that an Oscar-nominated song was performed by the composer with just a guitar. I just sat there with my guitar and sang it.
A little frightened, were you? Five, four, three.
I was scared shitless. Are you kidding me?
Well,
I mean, that was...
It's a little funny backstory. We were teasing about Steve, you know, musicians with guitars around their neck. He was an extra in that movie, the scene out at the park.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
That was one of... He said he'd just gotten to Nashville.
I'll be darned.
Were you out by the Parthenon?
Yeah, the Parthenon.
He was an extra in that scene.
So
you brought some of your new music.
Well, I've got some. Yeah, some of it's newer. I've got a bunch of songs that I've come up with over the years, working on different things. You know, I'll be working on a film or something. I'll get inspired either by the movie, what it's about, or the character that I'm playing in the film, or by where I am. If there's some kind of physical environment that's like that juices me somehow, you know, and I'll just a lyric will come into my brain or. Or a tune will come into my head and I'll write a song. And there are other instances where I was actually working on a film and the character was called upon to sing in the movie. Now, one of those instances was a film I did a few years back called The Ballad of the Sad Cafe. And it was based on a Carson McCullers book. And Vanessa Redgrave played the lead character in that movie. I played... opposite her, and it was Vanessa and myself and Rod Steiger, and I had to sing a song in the movie, and one of the aspects of the character was that he leaves town, he disappears for a few years, and he comes back really kind of different. And the backstory, and Simon Callow, the great English actor, directed that movie, and we decided that where this guy had gone was he'd gone down south. And he was down in the Delta country. So he came back having picked up some kind of Delta blues. Mm-hmm. So I wrote this song, which is basically sort of a twisted paean to the Vanessa Redgrave character with whom my character is in love in the movie. So I wrote this song. It's like a Delta blues kind of slide guitar thing that I wrote called Sweet Peaches.
And it is very appropriate to the Deadwood audiences. Another peach song. This is Keith Carradine.
Peaches, where you been all day? Love your peaches, mama. Where you been all day? Wanna taste your peaches? Why you stay away? Ooh, shoot, mama, lying under your bed. Ooh, shoot, mama. Lying under your bed. Who's been eating your peaches? Oh, you know they should be mine instead. can your peaches, mama. Best I ever had.
The exact type malicious cocksucker tars every fucking drunk with his brush.
Everybody skates. Ladies' choice.
Lipstick. Muscle car. Dipstick. Stick shift. Cowboy bar. Eight ball. Climbing trees. You call, I fall on my knees. Hot light flickers on the dashboard. Will we make it to the wax museum? Hot night, be careful what you ask for. A dime's worth of wishes, will I ever see 'em?
Change. unkind. I lie awake listening most night time. Ties may break, but ties always bind. Tell me your secrets, the deep, dark kind. Whisper yours, I'll relinquish mine.
Don't you take him in vain. Don't you dare to do it.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, it's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Yeah. Bible I can read. I got a Bible I can read. If I fail to read it and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, my mother, she taught me how to pray. Mother, she taught me how to pray. If I fail to pray and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, now I got a song I can sing. I got a song I can sing. If I fail to sing it and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, it's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Well, if I die and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine.
Now you go. It's hotels and whiskey. Yeah.
your name. The only way to find you is if I close my eyes. Find you with my blind love. The only kind of love is stone blind love. The only kind of love is stone blind. The only kind of love is stone.
This is Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country, Channel 63 on Sirius Satellite Radio. You got the cast of Deadwood, or several of us here. John Hawks playing Saul Starr.
Earl Brown is Dan Doherty.
And I'm guesting this segment. My name is Keith Carradine, and I played Wild Bill Hickok.
That last song was by a pretty good musician who became an actor, Tom Waits, as per your suggestion.
Terrific.
You've been floating that one for a few weeks to try to get it on the air. Perfect opportunity.
Good, good. Happy to help. Whatever I can do, Earl. I'm here for you, pal.
Well, okay. We like throwing curveballs on this show. This was last year.
As long as we don't have to catch them.
A friend of mine, the novelist Tom Franklin, was asking me if I'd heard the bluegrass version of The Wall, the Pink Floyd classic, which was one of my favorite rock albums of all time. And I said, you know, I don't really care for, you know, jokey reworking. He said, no, this is straight ahead. So he sends me, it's called Luther Right and the Wrongs, called Rebuild the Wall. And it is a straight ahead reworking in bluegrass. It's not strict bluegrass. They use drums and they use a few other instruments. But it is a song-by-song retelling in a hillbilly style. I thought with the kids march to the new schoolhouse and all that, it would be a perfect time to work this in. This is another brick in the wall.
We don't need no education. chicken, you can't have any meat. How can you have any meat if you don't eat your chicken?
Is that your goddamn idea of quick, Charlie?
Tell you how you mad. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me. Pleasure is to play, don't make no difference what you say. I don't share your greed. The only card I need is the ace of spades. The ace of spades, alright. Playing for the high one, dancing with the devil, going with the flow, it's all the same to me. Seven or 11, snake eyes watching you. It's a double if we quit, devil stakes are split. The ace of spades, the ace of spades, alright. Born to lose, gambling's for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I ain't gonna live forever.
Last night. My stomach hurt.
I was discomfited otherwise. Stupid, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Better than what some of these others are. This place displeases me. I'm taking measures to bring it down.
All right.
I'll be your soldier if you want me to. Draw my sword and kill for you. I'll bleed upon the fields of war. When I'm done, you'll ask for more. It floods your heart, tears your secret house apart. I sow the weeds upon the hills and fuel the fires that comfort kills. Your daughters no more. A lonesome wolf has come to town. Gonna blow your fences down. Gonna blow your fences down.
Your daughters no more.
Daughters no more.
the good folk, but it done gone down. Lord, Lord, got them brown fairy blues. Harlem folk was standing in the rain. If the world was corn, he couldn't buy grain. Lord, Lord, got them brown fairy blues. One wishing that the other was a man. Lord, Lord, got them brown fairy blues. Two old maids done lost their style. If you want to be lucky, you got to smile. Lord, Lord, got them brown fairy blues. Feet wherever he goes, Lord, Lord, got them brown fairy blues. All the papa can do is stuff, the trouble with him, he's been too rough, Lord, Lord, got them brown fairy blues. Girl goes out with other guys. Lord, Lord, got them brown fairy blues. If you don't believe it, try it yourself. I tried it, but I got left. Lord, Lord.